Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Lionel here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How's things in your area?
Oh, pretty rough, pretty rough. Getting worse every day.
What do you mean it's getting worse?
Get treated like shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's new beside that? I mean, you're not going to get flooded in your area. You're pretty high there, huh?
Yeah, we're okay. That part is good.
Yeah, okay, that's good then.
But it's pretty rough, all around Winnipeg. As you see it on TV, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I've seen it on TV. So how's things in your area? Pretty good?
About the same, I'd say.
So you don't go to Eli too often then, huh?
No, I don't go to Eli too often.
No, huh?
We bought a couple of half tons there. That's about it.
Oh, at Wales?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where your son is, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I did. The last time I seen is a year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah. I guess he drives a different truck, and I don't notice it.
Yeah.
And so.
He got laid off the fire that...
He got fired.
Yeah.
I didn't know. When I phoned you last time...
Yeah.
Two that got fired. Shabbat got fired. Your son-in-law, you know your previous son-in-law, huh? The Shabbat there?
Yeah.
He got fired, and Andy got fired.
And what really happened to them? I mean, okay.
You see, like, who owns the place now? What's his name? Massey Ferguson. What's his name now?
Massey Ferguson.
Yeah, well, the guy who sold New Holland, you know, and Brandon.
Oh, Mazur.
Who?
You mean the big outfit, Mazur?
Yeah.
Mazur, yeah.
You can't mess around with him.
No.
You know, that guy is worth $1 billion.
So?
And he's all over the place. And Andy, he's got more tractors and more machinery in his yard than at the company. And he must have bought, I was told he bought tractors and stuff like that and sold it behind the company. You know?
Yeah.
And his boss, he doesn't buy shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the name again?
Andy.
No.
Oh, Mazur.
Mazur.
Yeah.
You can't fool around with him.
Yeah.
And another thing, I think there were $80,000 guys, you know.
He's what?
They're $80,000 guys in wages, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they're not more worth than about 40. So he straightened everything out. They had no choice. They had to leave.
Yeah.
Because he took them short. Because you can't mess around with this guy.
And I'm surprised that Andy Shabbat, or what Andy Shabbat did.
I believe it's your son-in-law.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he do anything wrong too?
Yes.
Oh, I'm very surprised.
They piss in the same pot.
Pardon?
It looks they piss in the same pot, those two guys.
Yeah. And what did you say about the $80,000?
Their wages are $80,000 a month, something like that, $80,000, $90,000.
Yeah.
And I think... it was too much for Mazur, huh? He knew there's something not right.
His bill was on the fuel for the truck and stuff like that?
That I don't know about the fuel.
No.
But he won't work for Mazur no more.
No.
Because they're not worth a shoot. They're just full of crooked business, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did they give him a package deal when he left or something? No?
Oh, he just gave him a kick in the ass.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
And that's what they need.
And
that's what Andy needs. I don't know.
I'm surprised that Andy, because he's been there for a long time.
Well, you can say Ed Mazur, you know.
Yeah.
That guy's got money running out of his shorts, his ears, and everything.
Yeah, well, he owns about 7 or 8 businesses.
Exactly.
Around Carmen and that area too, huh?
Hey, that guy is no fool, I tell you.
Oh.
And when he sees somebody, he knows who he is.
Yeah.
Do you know him personally?
No, but I heard a lot about him, but that they're big operators. They have lots of money.
I know him. I know him for 30 years.
You know them for 30 years, huh?
Yeah. I once bought a grader from him back in 1972.
Is that right?
Yeah, and an 8014 grader.
Yeah, and they're in Brandon, huh?
And they were just in Brandon at that time. But he owned the farm about 4,000 or 5,000 acres at the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, when I bought this grader. And how is your business there? How is it?
Well, I mean, it's still sitting there. I mean, I don't know.
Coming back? Somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going back. I'm supposed to go back into my homestead, but I mean, as soon as I get my keys, I'll go back. But
oh, that won't happen, Lion.
No?
That won't happen. I can't see it.
That won't happen?
Yeah, no, that won't happen.
Why not?
If that would happen, you'd be there already.
Yeah?
See, I can't see how.
Pardon?
That's, you know, something that I don't know.
No.
What do you think?
Well, my lawyer is fighting, so, I mean, I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know. He's supposed to, well...
That thing would have been straightened out a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll ever. Yeah, I think you'll look for a new place.
Yeah.
Settle down somewhere.
Well, I mean, that's not the way it works. I mean, he owes me money, too. I mean, he didn't pay me for the last... And, I think those guys are money hungry, huh?
I don't know what they are, but I think you're fighting a losing battle, the way I see it.
Fighting a...
A losing battle.
Yeah.
That's the way it looks. My lawyers are going to suck you dry and drain your blood dry. That's all they're going to do.
No. Well, I have written agreement that I'm going back into my homestead, and it's signed. But
signed by who?
By Andy and the girls.
Yeah, and the girls too.
Well, some of the girls signed it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you waiting for?
So they can't, yeah. Well, I'm just waiting for the answer from my lawyer now and see what happened. But
okay.
Yeah.
Where are you now, in California or BC?
Yeah, no, I'm away from in Florida for a bit now. Yeah.
Where are you now?
In Florida.
You're still there, huh?
Yeah.
Have you got good friends over there?
Yeah, I got lots of friends around. I mean, they don't matter where you go, so, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So... I'm just waiting for my lawyer. I think Andy might have changed lawyers or something, but it was supposed to be done just a few weeks ago.
That's right.
But I think he doesn't want to face the music, eh?
Uh-huh.
And,
who's going to call you? Who's going to call you, lawyer or Andy?
No, my lawyer's going to call me. Oh, he'll let me know whenever it's ready. Yeah. Andy's got all kinds of old combine there into this yard, and so I was wondering where in the hell he's getting all the machinery from, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, boy.
The maize are caught up pretty fast.
Yeah.
He was buying and selling outside the company, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he got caught where it hurts.
No, well, that's a no-no.
That's what I heard, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he pretended as if he wanted to take an arrest, but BS, he got fired.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Good spot for him anyway, but...
He could be charged too, isn't it? He could be in trouble with that too, with Mazur, huh?
That I don't know. Well, he's gone. He's got no job.
Yeah. And nobody Mazur, I don't think he'll have trouble getting a job around Eli now, isn't it?
His name is pretty black. Yeah. I think they're both going to have a problem.
Pardon?
They're both going to have a problem. Shabbat, too.
Well, I'm surprised that Andy Shabbat went along with this. I mean, you think that they were together?
You can't judge the book by its cover.
Yeah. And Gary Dunbar, too, got laid off, eh?
Who?
Gary Dunbar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's one of the salesmen, too. I mean, he used to live in Eli. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Have you got the keys for your truck?
For my...
A van at home.
You mean with the Dodge van?
The Dodge van, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Slager got the keys, the bugger. And he doesn't want to give it to me, but he'll have to give them to me when I go back.
Oh, yeah. You'll call the cops and be on with it.
Yeah. And that's not right. Yeah, yeah.
And he said he charged you for boarding room and board?
Yeah.
And he didn't promise. You taught for nothing, right?
Eh?
You were supposed to board for nothing, right?
Yeah.
You hear that bang, bang, bang?
Yeah.
We're going to get cut off.
Okay, well, I'll...
Yeah, may the Lord bless you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thanks for talking. Okay, bye for now.